rolling. 5, 4, 3.
It's episode 180, and we've got plugins for post-read stats, dashboard sticky notes, media grids, advertising, article snippets, and more. All coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today, and welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode. I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch. Great to be back here with everybody.
Yes, and we've got a fantastic show lined up here for you today, as usual. But, of course, let's get the stuff right off the top. Don't forget, you can get all the show notes over at wppluginsa2z.com. And if you got a couple of minutes, we would greatly appreciate a review over on Stitcher Radio and at the iTunes Store.
Absolutely. And remember, you can also follow the show on Twitter at wppluginsa2z.
And, of course, we are WordPress professionals. We make our living with WordPress. So if you've got your WordPress website, you're looking to find and sort out some functionality, or maybe you broke it and needs fixed, or maybe somebody else broke it for you, well, I'm more than happy to sort that issue out for you. You can contact me, John, at wppro.ca, or pick up the phone, give me a call, 818-850-7729.
And remember, in your WordPress usages, you will need some domains. And if you use the promo code at GoDaddy, plugin 295, you'll get any .com domain name for just $2.95. That's GoDaddy promo code plugin 295.
And let's see, what do we got this week? Looks like we got a nice piece of feedback from someone this week, eh?
We do indeed.
All right, well, let's roll it up. Looks like a question from Phyllis, so we'll let Phyllis take it away.
Hi, guys. This is Phyllis from Los Angeles. I love the podcast. Thank you so much for all that you do. I have a question about WordPress accessibility. I'm about to start a website for a nonprofit that has a lot of that will have a lot of visually impaired users, and I want to start this from the ground up, being very accessible. And I was just wondering what your thoughts were on that, about any particular theme or any standard practices that you guys use or that you have heard of, or anything about accessibility in general. Okay, thanks a lot. Keep up the good work.
All right, Phyllis, thanks a lot for the question. You've got some feedback on that one, Marcus?
Well, accessibility, as Phyllis talks about, is where people, it's really meant for all people to be able to access a site, and that includes those with disabilities, those with sight impairment. So it really makes it so that the web, or at least your WordPress installation, is a better place from a user experience level, so that someone with sight impairment can go to your website and plainly see how to navigate around. Let me give you an example of a plugin that kind of helps out with this, which is called WP Accessibility. Now, it'll give you a good start, but what it does is it does things like force all links to actually be underlined. Sometimes we take that out of themes and just make it a different color. And for those with sight impairment, that it's very difficult to discern what's a link and what's just regular content. So it does things like that. It highlights navigation maybe a little bit better. But those are things that, you know, we should all be kind of designing around. There's really no specific theme that I'm aware of that takes care of that from an accessibility standpoint. One thing to do is maybe get involved with the direct accessibility community within WordPress.org, and I've left a link to it in the show notes. It's make.wordpress.org/accessibility, and that group is really working together to make WordPress a better place for everybody to use, including the new version of WordPress 4.0, which we'll be talking about here in a sec. So I would suggest that you maybe check that plugin out to give you a good start. Also check in with the accessibility community, see what you can do there as well, and that'll give you a little street cred as far as being a designer that if you want to get into this market, maybe, you know, over and over, might be a good option for you. So try those two things. Unfortunately, it's still something that's lacking within WordPress, but obviously attention is being raised.
And I don't have much to add to that. I know that accessibility throughout the internet is lacking a lot of places. The problem with accessibility for sight impairment or visual impairment or hearing impairments, there's a lot of work that has to go into doing that, and not everyone is up to the costs of doing it yet.
Yeah. The one thing that you can do that does not involve any of those things is just make sure that you have proper metadata. Give all of your images really, really good descriptions. You know, some people with sight impairment have tools within their browser where they hover over an image and it reads what that particular meta description is. So make sure that you do that and put alt tags and things like that. Just do good design practice that will help you out just to get the basics of what to put where. Yeah. And then as those technologies increase, it'll help you out. So I would also kind of maybe follow the guidelines of other organizations and charities and things like that that conform to those particular guidelines, and maybe get sort of a barometer as to how they do it and maybe design around that.
Okay. All right, so we've got another piece of interesting news. Looks like you have that one for us.
Yes, indeed. WordPress 4.0 Beta 1 is now available to take into your own sandbox and play around with, build some castles, do what you got to do. It is not intended for a live production site, but it is fun to install on a stage domain and goof around with some of the new features, including accessibility. And some of the widget things are pretty fun, too. The way that the widgets are now, you can kind of stack them and things like that, alternate titles, that kind of thing. Pretty cool.
It'll be interesting to see how 4.0 shakes everything up.
Yes, indeed.
Well, it looks like that's all we've got for you, so I guess it's time to move on into the meat and potatoes of the show, eh?
All righty.
Okay, off we go. All right. Well, the first plugin I've got here for you today is a premium plugin. This one came about through a client site I was working on. It's called Ad Sanity. And there's a link in the show notes to where you can go purchase it. And this plugin ranges from $29 to $129 for a developer's license. So you get single to developer's license, you know, well within an affordable range for most everybody. And what the plugin does is it uses custom post types and has great unit ad sizing. So it has all the standard ad sizes built into it. So when you're setting up the ad in the custom post type, you upload your image or your custom HTML tag, or if you're sticking Google Ads in there, the HTML JavaScript they give you. You can create any different types of ads you want, and it has all the standard industry sizes from 300 by 300 to 728 by 90 to 250 by 125. I can't think of all the sizes, but it has them all built in. So you just upload the correct sizes. Then what you got to do with it is you use widgets to place the ads. This is the one limitation I found in it. You can place the ads directly on the page with the short code, but then you place the ads with the widgets on the sidebar. You can create ad groups. You can set the ads to timeout, turn off. You can display the ads singly, or you can display groups of ads. In other words, if you have three or four ads that go with a specific group, you can display those as a group in one widget block. So there's lots of different ways to use it. It does offer up template tags with a little PHP code if you want to insert it directly into the template. So all in all, it's a pretty nice ad manager. It works, set up really clean. Client was able to understand it just fine, so I gave it a rating of 4 dragons.
Very nice. Now, when you say it does ad grouping, does it play more than one ad in that content area
Let's say, for instance, you have an ad, a group called fruit, and you got apples, bananas, and oranges, and you want to display all three ads from those in one spot. Mm-hmm. So what you do is you place the widget, you choose display fruit group, and it'll display all three of those ads.
At the same time?
At the same time. It doesn't rotate through them. It just puts them all three up at the same time.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah, it doesn't rotate through them.
Hmm. Interesting. How about does it do – so it layers them one on top of the other?
Yeah,
it
stacks them.
Okay, so in the case of like the sidebar thing where we do kind of this little album art sometimes of WordPress plugins or stuff like that, it'll do kind of those little side badges, 125 by 125. You put as many in as you want. You tell it how many in the ad group, and then it stacks them up, huh?
That's right.
Wow, very good. I'm gonna check that one out myself. Well, let's talk about a very cool plugin that I just found. It is called Post Half-Life. And it's kind of difficult to describe in the podcast, which probably made me second guess bringing it to light. But this is pretty cool. Here's what happens. You get to take a look at all of your posts, and it shows you things like this. It tells you the title of your post, the post ID number, the day of the week that you're posting it on, the date and time. And then it tells you stats like this in a spreadsheet kind of a format. It gives you the number of views in the first 30 minutes, 1 hour, 2 hours, 4 hours, 8 hours, all that, all the way up to 1 year. Okay. 3 days, 1 week, 1 month, 1 year.
That's pretty cool.
So it tells you kind of this cumulative total running ongoing. So that you know as you're generating your posts, and you know that if you post something on a Thursday and you see that you've got stats all across it and a lot of early reads and things like that, then you know, oh, that's a pretty good time to go post the posts. If you notice that your Monday posts don't get read at all, or you know, maybe 1 or 2 days later in peak time, then you've got a problem. So this will help you schedule posts. It'll tell you kind of the traction rate as far as how many views you get even right away. So it'll let you know how much of an influencer you are. So for a plugin, this is a lot of data. It's a lot. And I'm a data guy, and this really helps out as far as publishing and determining traction and views of posts. So I highly recommend it. You'll have to install it and really just kind of take a look at it for yourself. I'm not quite sure of the dwell time as far as how long these things take effect to organize posts. I know that it does not do retro data, so it's just kind of, you know, you turn it on and that's when the scale starts, so to speak. So all in all, I found it to be a really good plugin, and I gave it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. I like the way all the stats it gives you. It is a good way to help track and organize your stuff.
Sure, and it helps for client stuff too, because it lets them know. You know, they may be sticklers on posting, you know, X amount and X by Fridays, but you may want to show them that that's kind of wasted work because no one reads posts on Fridays.
Yep. All right. Well, the next one I've got here is called Media Grid, and it too is a premium plugin, and I have the link in the show notes. And this one also came about due to a project that I've been working on. And what we were doing was we were looking for a presentation, a portfolio type presentation plugin. And the reason he was looking for this is he's got to be showcasing sponsors on this website, and we need to be able to put an image logo up of the sponsor. Then when someone mouses over the logo, it brings over a overlay to give a brief description of it. Then when they click on it, it brings up an additional page of information and description of the product, and then a link to where people can go get the product. So those was his criteria for it. So we had to do a little searching. This plugin's available over at Code Canyon, and it's only a $16 plugin, but it's a great plugin. I have run into one limitation with it so far that I haven't quite figured out how to sort with it, and that is with the way it generates the thumbnails. It's not letting us generate the correct size thumbnail yet. So other than that, it has been pretty fantastic. Now, to let you know, there's a couple other things it does do besides images. It'll allow you to place videos, links, audio, social shares, so you can basically create all kinds of content for this grid layout portfolio. So all in all, it's a pretty great little plugin, and it'll help you display content in a nice grid on your page in an easy-to-use manner. Just this one glitch with the images so far. So I'll give this a rating of 4 dragons.
Looks pretty nice. Yeah, there's more and more that's coming your way as far as you know, help taking themes or things that typically would be themes and turning them into plugins.
Yeah.
So that you can maintain the existing theme and look and feel that you have while still getting that really cool kind of cutting edge technology.
Yeah, well, I've always pushed forward the idea of never let your theme do what a plugin should be doing.
That's right. Absolutely. You're not rebuilding the car. You're just sticking a few parts in there.
Yep.
Well, John, I've got a great plugin that's for admins and users of all type that log into the dashboard. This one's called Dashboard Sticky Notes. This plugin adds the functionality to put sticky notes right in the dashboard, kind of a little post-it note. But this one isn't just a text post-it note. This lets you put full HTML tags and short codes within that sticky note.
Well, that's useful.
Now, what's even cooler, John, is that you can designate new sticky notes just by clicking the new note button. It pulls up the regular content editor, and that's actually what you enter as your sticky note, not just some weird text thing. And then here's the really cool thing. You can specify what user roles see the sticky note.
Oh, that's nice.
So you can leave it just for the client, as in instructions to do this, instructions to do this, instructions to do this. And you leave that to the particular client or whatever, whoever happens to that to be, who maybe doesn't have admin, or there's notes to the admin. Hey, make sure that you do this and this, and here's the settings and all that kind of stuff. It's even nice if you just want to kind of cut and paste some kind of a template or post template of your own, that then you can go back and click and copy and paste that into a new post. So this is a really, really nice, nice plugin. I mean, I couldn't find much wrong with it, except for the fact that it's just for, you know, geeks like us in the dashboard. So I gave this one a 4 out of 5.
Very cool. Yes, it can be useful, especially if you've got a couple of people working in the website.
Yeah.
All right. And the last one, again, this one is due to the project I've been working on. It is called Curation Suite, and this one is a premium plugin. This one's a little bit on the pricier side, but if you want to run a curation website and or you want to add curation material, and thinking of curation material, think of Huffington Post, The Weekly, other online magazines that bring in information from other places and display it. That's curation. And that's what this does. This curation suite allows you to bring in article snippets from all over the web, bring in social snippets, posts, articles, content, images, everything you can find. Bring it in with the proper attrition to the original links and the original content of it, while allowing you to display it on your website in whatever pretty manner you CCS up. So while it's an extensive plugin and it does require a fair chunk of time to get it up and running, if you want to shortcut the process, you can hire the company. Once you get it all installed and activated, they'll come in and they'll help get you set up for all your initial curation and set up links and other things for you so you can get started without a whole lot of work. Might be worth a few extra bucks if you're going to go this route. But all in all, I found this to be a pretty great plugin, and I'm still playing around with it, learning what it does, and seeing if it's something that could be a viable for us or myself. So check it out. It's called Curation Suite. Again, the link's in the show notes, and I gave it a rating of 4 dragons.
Very nice. Very nice. All right. I worked on a client site this week, and I noticed that one thing was kind of weird in WordPress is I was working with some private content stuff. And if you have a link, I was sending something to a client and I sent them the link to the private content and they replied back, there's no link. It's a 404 page. And I didn't really realize that you had to be logged in first to see that private content. And I went to hunting and found a very cool plugin. It's called Private Content Login Redirect. So if you're posting private content and sending those particular links, even to newsletter people or anything like that. WordPress by default redirects all non-logged in users to that content not found page, that 404, when they try to follow a private post or a private page link. So instead of them getting a 404, this plugin simply redirects those users right to the login page. And if they have a successful login, it doesn't just take them to the front of the site or things like that. It redirects them back to that link that they originally went to. So very convenient, very handy, and I rated it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. The only question I would have with it is, suppose by accident some search engine managed to find that link, would it allow people to then see the private content?
Well, not unless they were logged in.
Okay.
I mean, it's still what it does is it just makes sure that instead of the 404,
it sends them to a login
where
page.
People would think that it's not there at all, it gives them the login.
Okay.
And once they log in, then it redirects right back to that content again.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
So they don't have to go back and hunt or repaste in that particular link once they've logged in.
Perfect. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's all we've got for you. To wrap it up, I covered up Ad Sanity, a great way to place ads on your website and display them in multiple ways. Media Grid, a portfolio-style plugin to allow you to bring in any type of content, put it in a really cool-looking grid portfolio. And then Curation Suite to allow you to bring in content from all over the internet and create your own version of Huffington Post.
There you go, and that was fours across the board for your scores.
Fours across the board there.
And I had Post Half-Life, which gives you statistics on the best days of the weeks and times to post your posts in a nice little spreadsheet that you can probably give to clients too. Gave that one a 4 out of 5. Dashboard Sticky Notes, the post-edit capable sticky notes for your dashboard that you can assign priority and users as far as the level of user that gets to see the sticky note. Gave that one a 4 out of 5. And private content login registration, or actually login redirect, which we discussed just a few moments ago. And John, I don't know if this has ever happened, but I gave this one a 4, making it 4s for every plugin that we've done in the show today.
This was a perfect score show.
Almost.
All right, so that brings us up. We got a little commercial for you. Remember, if you're tired of the same old stock photography, time for a change. Check out CanadaStockPhoto.com. Great, unique, not found anywhere else, stock photo images. So check it out, CanadaStockPhoto.com.
Awesome. And remember, HostGator still got that deal going on. You can save 30% on hosting. Just use coupon code PLUGIN. Any hosting plan, any term length at HostGator.
And of course, if you're not getting your daily dose of WordPress news, check out the WP Plugins Daily over at wpnews.wpmedic.ca. And if you got a couple minutes, we would greatly appreciate you taking the time to give us a review on iTunes, Blueberry, or Stitcher Radio.
And how may they contact us, John?
You can find me on my website at johnoverall.com. For emergency support, go to wppro.ca or email me, john at wppro.ca.
And you can find me at my website, frequently updated, not really, but marcuscouch.com. Twitter is at marcuscouch. And if you need to email me, marcuscouch at gmail.com.
That's all we've got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.